It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, joined today by Symphony in the Valley manager Amanda Watkins, Maestro Kelly Thompson, of course, who we've talked to a bunch over the last few years, and soloist for a special show this year, Mandy Gessler. We'll talk a little bit about what that means a little bit later on. The performance happens this year, Friday and Saturday, October 16th and 17th at New Hope Church in Newcastle, both nights at 7 o'clock. It's Beethoven's 250th birthday. Who came up with the idea for 250th birthday? Obviously, somebody is paying attention to the calendar and did a little math.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big year for Beethoven fans, honestly, all around the world. And it's kind of sad that it happened to happen at the same time as COVID. Although, you know, there's a lot of people saying that, you know, Beethoven lived a very challenging life himself, and so he's probably one of the better ones to help us get through this one. But we because of his 250th, had several things planned for this year that we're glad to be able to at least do something. You know, we weren't sure whether we'd be able to do live performance at all, but as it turned out, we were able to get a location that allows us to socially distance both the performers and the audience. That is New Hope Church in Newcastle. So we're doing two shows there. So we'll be able to spread apart, wear face masks, and hear live music just like we used to do before all this happened. So,
how many tickets do you have to sell?
We can fit up to 175 in the room socially distanced. So that's each night, that's what we'd be able to do.
Are you doing, obviously you're probably not doing tables and that kind of thing, because that would kind of negate all that social distancing. Are you obviously keeping groups together and then 6 feet apart, that kind of thing?
Right. Yeah. So we'll just have the chairs set up pretty much just like they do for the church. As a group comes in, they can sit, and then we just have to space the groups apart and wear face masks, let people do that. We won't be doing an intermission so that we don't all leave the room at the same time in the middle to go to the bathroom. We'll just basically tell folks, if you need a break, go ahead and just quietly take one. That's a little different from what we normally try to do with a performance, but that's what we have to do.
How long is the program?
I don't have an exact number on it yet, because we've got some small ensembles as well, so I need to get that figured out. But I'm going to guess it's going to be probably a little over an hour, hour 15 probably.
Which is manageable for a one-act
right
kind of performance. Okay. I noticed the website, somebody did a little creative Photoshopping with Beethoven's picture. He is actually wearing a mask. So he is, you know, following the protocol as well. And by the way, right, you can buy those tickets for, the 250th birthday Beethoven concert at sitv.org. Again, that's, I did not say yet the dates, Friday and Saturday, October 16th and 17th at New Hope Church in Newcastle. Both of those performances at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
How many performances did you miss this year? I know for sure you missed the Mother's Day, because that was in May.
Right. Well, and they didn't, none of the municipalities did anything around Independence Day either. So we normally do a 3rd of July and a 4th of July concert, and both of those were canceled, mainly just because it was still in the middle of it. Even though it's outside, it was still, you can't really limit how many people show up in a park. So they didn't want to take that risk. So.
Sure. Amanda, we've talked a lot with Kelly over the last few years, and I think conductor is an easy one for folks to know what the conductor does. You know, he sticks up there, stands in front of the symphony with his wand and kind of waves it at him, you know, generally in time with the music. That was a joke. Talk about the manager. As manager, what are your duties?
Yeah, that's a good question, Gabe. I do a lot of different things. A lot of it involves, booking of venues and just communication with our members. And I think for the Symphony Swing in February, I organized all the, the food and the just the logistics of the concert. So definitely a jack of all trades, just lots of different things.
Do you play an instrument as well? How did you find yourself in this position?
Yeah, I started with Symphony in the Valley in 2015. I play the viola. And I actually, the manager position opened up about a year ago. And I thought this would be a great second job for me. I love being a part of this group. And so I accepted, and I've been doing it ever since. And I love it.
And viola is a violin type instrument, right?
Yes, it's a big violin. Okay. So it's held the same way, but it's tuned a fifth lower. So it's kind of in between like a violin and a cello.
Oh, interesting. Okay. All right. And so does the fact that you're the manager, does that mean that you are still able to perform? Or since you're the manager, did you have to step away from performing in each of the shows?
Yeah, it kind of depends. I can usually play in every concert except for the Symphony Swing, because that is so much work, right?
Sure.
With seating people and just organizing the event in general. And so, yeah, I do try to play in all the concerts except for that one. And I am playing in Beethoven.
Awesome. I reserve the right to ask you your favorite song a little bit later on if we have time for it. And of course, it's when we always kind of run down the list of the numbers that'll be performed. And so we'll definitely, hopefully Kelly has that handy. He usually does. So Mandy, you've gotten off easy so far on the conversation today. As a piano player, piano, of course, is one of those instruments nobody knows quite where to put it. It's technically a percussion instrument, right? Because the strings are struck by the, they're called hammers, right? Am I
right.
remembering
yes.
that correctly? Yeah.
You're
also a soloist in Beethoven's 250th anniversary. So about how many numbers will you be playing as a soloist?
So I'm a soloist with the orchestra. So I'm playing a Beethoven concerto. So it's piano and orchestra together, but the piano is sort of out in front and the pianist is trying to shine. And the orchestra is both accompanying, but it also has a lot of the major thematic material as well. Sort of half and half.
You've not had any interviews with us in the past. Have you, how long have you been involved with Symphony in the Valley?
Not that long. I played with them a few years ago. It was also a Beethoven concerto, Beethoven's third concerto I played a few years ago. And it's really fun to do because, a concerto is a piece which has a soloist and an orchestra. And so for me to even perform these works, I need an entire orchestra. So it's a rare opportunity, and I'm really excited to do it.
Do they make... for singers, they make karaoke tapes. Do they make concerto tapes without the piano, or, with the piano on the left side but not on the right side, so that you can practice these?
Yeah, there actually are recordings of just the orchestra part, but it's such a pain because there's no room for flexibility, and there are, a long time is just the solo part, and then the orchestra comes in and you may not be even halfway through it, or, so it doesn't really work. But I was able to record some of it on an electric keyboard so I could play it back to myself and hear the orchestra part as I practice.
Gotcha.
So it's been helpful.
You need to, there's a new product. We can come up with a concerto tape that has a metronome or something like that so that you can keep time while you're supposed to be playing and there's nothing else going on.
Right. Yeah. It'd be good to add into the keyboards that have like the pre-programmed.
Right. There you go. Yeah. We should copyright that, get a patent for it, and the four of us can share in the royalties.
Sounds good.
But in the meantime, we'll just stick with our day jobs. Again, Symphony in the Valley's 250th birthday of Beethoven on Friday and Saturday, October 16th and 17th, again at New Hope Church in Newcastle. Performance times are 7 o'clock, and you want to buy your tickets in advance for this one, especially since there's a limited number. And again, everybody will have to be socially distanced and follow all those guidelines. Again, the website is sitv.org. And that's actually just one of kind of making up for lost time a little bit with this show. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. There's also an opportunity to buy season tickets for Symphony in the Valley as well. We'll talk about that when we come back as well. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking about Symphony in the Valley's tribute to Beethoven, Beethoven's 250th birthday. Concert Friday and Saturday night, October 16th and 17th at New Hope Church, starting at 7 o'clock. Amanda, obviously, since this is a socially distanced concert and a limited number of tickets, it makes sense for people to buy tickets in advance. If you have any left, are you able to sell those at the door, or is that just not practical for this particular show?
Oh, absolutely. You are able to buy tickets at the door. We encourage people to get them in advance, but we will have tickets available at the door.
How much are tickets, and is there a price break if you buy them in advance?
There is a price break. The adult ticket is $17 online right now. Student and senior, $12, and then a family ticket, which is two adults with their minor children, that's $48. Those will go up at the door to 20, 15, and 50, I believe. So that's where those are at.
So not a huge increase, but a little bit of an incentive for folks to buy those tickets early for the 250th. By the way, when is the day? When is the Beethoven's 250th birthday?
It is December 16th, possibly the 17th, one of those 2 days.
Gotcha. So you're celebrating a little bit early, but after 250 years, who wouldn't want an early birthday, right? So Kelly, let's talk about the order of the show. Again, you've got a number of smaller ensembles that will be performing for Beethoven's 250th birthday, and then you've got the full orchestra that'll be performing as well. So what order and what pieces will you be performing?
Right. So because Beethoven really didn't do a lot with the low brass side of things, we thought we would help them out and allow them to play something. So we have some Beethoven arrangements of a brass quintet. So we've got a brass quintet that's going to play, I believe, about three numbers. And then we've got a woodwind, a couple of woodwind groups. We've got a clarinet choir and a flute trio. And they, again, we're pretty much all playing Beethoven. So that'll start out the show, probably about 30 minutes of that, and then we'll bring the full orchestra out. But that also helps us to, you know, keep up with the social distancing thing. These small groups have been able to rehearse separate from the rest of us, and allow us to, you know, limit our proximity to each other as much as possible while we're still rehearsing.
That was actually going to be my next question, is how do you rehearse as a symphony and still follow all those guidelines? I know sometimes you do have members of the same household that are in symphony, but they don't always play the same instrument, so it wouldn't necessarily help you to be able to put them together. So how have you been practicing for the last few months?
So again, we found in New Hope Church a place that we could spread out. And so we've been sitting in the audience area, actually, and spreading out in that part of the room as much as we can for the rehearsal, which you know, does kind of lead to other problems. They're not as bad as I was worried they were going to be. I was really worried that we were going to be spread out so much that it'd just be hard to stay together and play together. And we have a little bit of that, but it wasn't as bad as I was worried it was going to be. I think, you know, they've actually had to look at me a little bit more than they want to, but that's that's worked out. And you know, it's coming together for the show. We are going to continue to be spread out. Obviously, we can't sit in the audience area and stick all the audience on the stage. But what we're going to do is put just the winds and percussion up on the stage and put the strings and piano down on the floor in front of the stage so that we can continue to spread out, which will push the audience back a little bit further. But that, again, that room is big enough to allow still the 175, even if we push it back. I think the room seats over 500 people, you know, pre-COVID. So, you know, getting 175 in there spread out is still pretty easy to do. So.
Gotcha. And again, obviously it's in that second section, you might say, I guess musically you might call it a movement, but a movement is a part of a song, not anyway. I'm showing my ignorance once again here. What I was going to say is obviously it's in that last 30 minutes that Mandy will be performing as the soloist in down front, literally, and the right. In front of the stage there. So, Mandy, how many pieces will you be performing, and what are their names? And since we're tagging on a bunch of questions here anyway, I might ask if you have a particular favorite.
Well, with the orchestra, I'm just playing one piece, and that is the first movement of Beethoven's Fourth Piano Concerto. It's a piece I've always wanted to play, so I was really excited when Kelly got in touch with me and basically said, which Beethoven piece do you want to play? That was a good day for me because I've loved Beethoven since I was about 10 years old. And I was, you know, especially excited for this year being his 250th birthday. And so I really had gotten all prepared for several solo concerts, that is without orchestra, of all Beethoven, especially in the spring, and everything, of course, was canceled. So this is my first time performing Beethoven for his birthday and probably my only time. So I'm especially excited about that, just to have the opportunity. And then I'll also be playing some solo or a solo work without the orchestra, just the piano by itself, also of Beethoven, of course. And from this, it'll be one of his later works for solo piano. We're still kind of in the process of deciding how much time I can play, because I have everything from a 3-minute piece to 2 hours. So it's kind of whatever works, but what I have prepared are the last 3 Beethoven sonatas that I'm also playing on Grassroots Television this coming on, actually on the 15th. So that'll be there, and I might pull some of that out for this concert as well.
So you might call the Grassroots performance the dress rehearsal, in a way, since it's the night before the first symphony show.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So talk about the fourth concerto. What qualities of the fourth concerto might the average person that would recognize the notes but not necessarily the name identify with?
That's a great question. It's, you know, in the piano literature, it's a very, very popular piece and known by all pianists. But it's not Fierlise or the Pathetique or the Moonlight, you know, the pieces that are in the mainstream popular. But it is, I think, a piece that everybody can connect with and appreciate. What's special about it is that Beethoven starts it with just the piano solo completely by itself, only for maybe 10 seconds, just the very opening theme. And then the piano stops and the orchestra comes in with a very long sort of an intro by themselves. It's called the exposition in music terms. And the pianist is just kind of waiting for their entry for a long time. So it's sort of a special opening that other composers hadn't done before that. And also just the fact that the orchestra plays a really big role. In concertos before this one, a lot of times the soloist was really out and shining and the orchestra was just in the back playing a few notes to accompany. But really here, the piano is accompanying the orchestra a lot. There's a lot of fast runs and trills, and it's pretty virtuosic, but you'll hear the main themes mostly in the orchestra.
Interesting. Okay. And again, surprisingly, you have never performed the fourth concerto live, you said.
That's right. I've never performed it in any capacity before. This will be my first time. But Beethoven wrote five of them, and I've played his third, and this is his fourth, and I'm hoping to get to all of them at some point.
Awesome. Yeah, very cool. How long have you been practicing, and was it difficult for you, or is it pretty natural since you're familiar with the music already, actually translating that from the notes to your fingers?
Yeah, it's really both. It's always difficult, even if I have it in my ear. It's always physically, mentally challenging, no matter how long I've known it or how long I've heard it. This piece, I dabbled in about 10 years ago, just writing, you know, my fingerings in the score and sort of playing through it, but not performing it. So I did get my feet wet with it. And again, 10 years ago, so it didn't really stick. And then when Kelly wrote to me in the spring and suggested this, we were both kind of like, well, I don't know if we could do this because of COVID. So honestly, I didn't practice it all summer. I was out, you know, galloping around in the mountains. And then it came as a surprise to me that we are doing it. So then I had to cram a little bit and get the notes in my fingers. But having it in my ear really helps too. So.
Again, you can check out Beethoven's 250th birthday celebration presented by Symphony in the Valley on Friday and Saturday, October 16th and 17th at New Hope Church. Showtimes are at 7 o'clock. Again, right now, tickets are $17 for adults, $12 for kids, $48 for a family. That's two adults and minor kids. And they go up by a couple dollars each, give or take, the night of the show. Again, you can buy those tickets in advance at sitv.org. And we'll be back for some final comments in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking about Symphony in the Valley's tribute to Beethoven, Beethoven's 250th anniversary concert, Friday and Saturday, at New Hope Church in Newcastle, 7 o'clock showtimes both nights. Again, you can get tickets at sitv.org. Amanda, it just occurred to me during the break, you play the viola, and it occurred to me that if you reverse the two vowels in the middle, it means voila.
That's
which
true.
Means there it is, or there you are. So voila, there you are. Let's continue this conversation. Again, as the manager, you do get to play with Symphony when time allows during the course of the production. And you work behind the scenes, obviously, to help make everything happen for each one of the shows. I noticed on the website, folks can purchase season tickets for the Symphony in the Valley shows. Is that like a certain number of shows over a certain number of time? Is it a year, like an annual pass? How does that work?
Yeah, so one season for Symphony in the Valley is about five concerts. We have a fall concert like this one, and then we have a Christmas concert that's coming up. We can talk about that a little bit. And then we have a Mother's Day concert, and our Symphony Swing concert is in usually February or March, and then 4th of July. And so, yeah, so season tickets would cover all of the concerts within our season, calendar year season.
And how much is a season ticket?
With the exception of the swing. The swing actually is not, because that's our fundraiser. So that one isn't included. Sorry.
That's okay.
That's true.
I would never question the maestro. Otherwise, I'm afraid that that stick is pretty sharp. If it came flying at your head, I imagine it would be pretty painful. How much are
I've only thrown it at percussionists before. So
exactly. How much are season tickets, Amanda?
There's a price range, and I think it's a little bit different this time. Kelly, do you remember the exact price range?
The season ticket for adults, $45. For youth and seniors is $30. And for a family, which again is two adults and their minor children, it's $130. And that, again, would get you to this series, our December series, and our May series. So basically three series within the year.
All right. And again, that information is also at sitv.org. So you can go there and you can buy those season tickets now as well. How are you looking at this concert? Are you, I mean, 175 is a pretty small number for a symphony concert. So are you expecting to probably sell out both nights this time?
You know, we don't really know what to expect with everything that's going on, whether people are ready to come out or not yet. We are going to record the show. So if there are folks who are totally not up for coming out into public and watch it, you won't get to see it live, but we will put it online within a few days after the weekend. So you would be able to catch it if you miss it. But yeah, we certainly hope we get a lot of people in there. Like I say, we're going to do everything we can to keep it safe. So,
and where will folks be able to check it out online?
I know for sure on our website. Okay. I'm assuming we'll be able to put it on Facebook as well, but at least on sitv.org, we'll have it up there within a few days.
And probably information about that as well. Right. We mentioned a couple times the Christmas concert, which, let's face it, is right around the corner, just like Beethoven's actual birthday in the middle of December. And so what are the dates for the Christmas show?
So those are coming up December 4th and 5th. And right now we're at the same place, New Hope Church, same time, 7 o'clock. Because that's where we can spread out.
Right, so. Right. Well, you know, it's a big enough venue, and to be able to get the symphony in 175 people is actually pretty a pretty good situation, you know, right, under the circumstances. So certainly makes sense. Amanda, are you selling tickets for the Christmas show yet on the website, or will those probably open after this show?
Yeah,
those are going to open after this show. They'll probably come up in maybe late October, early November sometime. So definitely be watching out for those.
Okay. Again, that's sitv.org. I know Christmas show is always fun. And I know you always add a few pieces, a few new pieces, but then you do a lot of the old favorites that people come for every year. And, you know, Christmas music is Christmas music. It just kind of puts a smile on your face. So that's always enjoyable as well. Again, you can check out Symphony in the Valley's tribute to Beethoven, his 250th birthday, Friday and Saturday, October 16th and 17th at New Hope Church in Newcastle. Again, just go to sitv.org for tickets. And I want to mention, before I forget, Mandy pointed out during the break that a lot of the pieces you'll be performing at the 250th birthday concert were actually pieces that Beethoven wrote while he was going deaf. So that's kind of interesting as well, just to note that. So a little bit later on in his career, I'm not sure if career is the right term, but you understand what I mean. Yes, that's an interesting thing to think about. How, because he did write even after he went deaf, didn't he? Didn't he write some pieces?
Yeah, he wrote a lot, actually. He just kept writing. And he was also very isolated because of his deafness. He tried to hide it from people because what would people think of a deaf composer?
Right.
You know, he was afraid of being seen that way. So
have you thought of that as musicians? Have you thought of what that would be like, you know, hearing the notes in your mind but not in your ears? How challenging would that be?
It's hard to imagine. I think you'd have to be as genius as Beethoven was. I think if I were going deaf, there's no way I could do that, you know. But yeah, he heard it all in his mind, and he wrote it out for us because he never could hear it himself.
So interesting. So interesting. Any final thoughts, Kelly?
No, just hope to see folks on the 16th and 17th at New Hope Church for this show. Should be great. Mandy is doing a phenomenal job, and it's just going to be, I mean, well worth it just to hear her, but there's even more. So.
Right. Absolutely. Amanda, what about you? I timed my question perfectly because I saw you had to change locations there while we were having our little conversation. Sorry about that. I should have let you know that we frequently go long in our interviews, but anyway, any final thoughts from the manager?
Well, I just want to say that it's just such an honor to play with Mandy. And this music is so incredibly beautiful and it's just an honor. So we hope people come out and for the show. So really, thanks for having us today.
Mandy, final thoughts from you. Let me just kind of prime the pump, if you will, by saying, you know, a lot of times when you go to a show, it's a performer that's performed the same music day in and day out, sometimes for years, sometimes for decades. So to hear from you that this is actually the first time you're performing this piece in public, well, maybe the night before at on Grassroots TV, but you get the idea. To hear how excited you are, I think that adds a whole new element to the experience for the folks that are going to check this show out.
Yeah, and this will actually be my first time because the Grassroots thing is a different piece.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm super excited, and I'll definitely be a little bit on edge because it's the first time. But that sort of adds an air of excitement, you know.
So, I totally understand. Totally understand. If they were still around, you could ask Pat Girardo about my experiences with certainly not Beethoven. Put it that way. Again, the website is sitv.org. The show's on Friday and Saturday night, October 16th and 17th at 7 o'clock at New Hope Church. Again, tickets in advance are $17 for adults, $12 for students, and $48 for a family, which is two adults and minor children. Again, the website, sitv.org. And then at some point after the Beethoven 250th birthday show, you'll be able to not only watch that show online with details at sitv.org, but you'll also be able to buy tickets for the Christmas show. All the best. Thank you all so much. And we'll see you the weekend of the 16th and 17th.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.